Hello, everybody, and greetings from Pittsburgh here at the Calico Conference 2024. My name is Hayo Reinders, and this is the latest installment of Voices from LLT, Language Learning and Technology's very own podcast. I'm here today with the four finalists, including the winner of this year's Launchpad event. It was held this morning. We had a very large audience. We had people streaming live, watching the live stream, and it was a great event. And I'm here with, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Noah Duran. I'm with Langity. I'm the CEO and founder of this language messaging app. Feel giddy learning through text messages.
You did a really, really good pitch. Congratulations on being one of the finalists. Tell us briefly, what does your app do?
Okay, Langity is a messaging platform that allows users to text and see translations in the in their target language. So if I'm learning Japanese and someone else is learning Spanish, I can send them a message in my native language, see subtitles in my target language, and the other user will see subtitles in their target language. So it allows us to be able to communicate with more people throughout the world, and we can all learn languages together, even though the languages that we're learning are different. You're also able to meet people from around the world using our feature called Langs, where you can swipe left to see another person, or you can swipe right to send them a message, and you can start the conversation however you'd like, or you can use one of the prompts that are provided. And our hope is to connect more people with real-time interaction with people all around the world and help them to get the immersion in their target language.
Brilliant. So you've had some success, obviously, being here as a finalist. What's next for you and for the company?
The future of our company is going to be developing more features for the application. Currently, we have the ability to tap on a flashcard and or tap on a message and create a flashcard from that message, so you can study phrases that you use on a daily basis. And what we want to do is gamify the flashcard system, make that a little more entertaining, create a leaderboard so that people can compete against each other, see how often they're using it, maintain a streak possibly in the future. So we're looking for innovative ideas to enhance the fun and get people to connect on an even higher level.
Awesome. And where can people find you?
They can find Langity on the App Store, and it's going to be coming to the Google Play Store soon. If you want more information about that, you can go to langity.com, or you can just download the app on the App Store right now.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Back again now with our not just finalists, but winner, double winner, People's Choice Award and Judges Award. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Hugo. I'm the founder of Roxon.
And what is Roxon for those who weren't able to join?
Really easily, we are learning language through music. So language teachers can find songs that they like to use or with their students. And then you can play lessons or do games with those songs.
And the songs are video-based, is that right?
Yeah. So we have like music videos,
yep.
And lyrics.
And the app includes activities for teachers that they can assign to learners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and teachers can create classes, assign songs to students for homework and track their progress.
Amazing. So what's next for you and the company in the rest of this year and looking to next year?
So the big thing that we're really excited about, we're working on right now, we call it Roxon 2.0, powered by AI. So right now we have a library of a couple hundred songs in different languages, but we want to expand that a lot. And so with the public song editor, any user will be able to add any song to any language. That's probably the biggest thing that teachers have been asking us for is, where's this song that I want?
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Well, good luck with that. And again, huge congratulations on your double prize.
Thank you.
Take care. And now here with the third finalist. What is your name?
Yes, Jason Kappas.
Jason Kappas. Jason, tell us a little bit about your app that was in the Launchpad finale today.
Definitely. So I'm creating a video game that aims to simulate a language immersion experience. So users are completely immersed in their target language, and they have many goal-oriented conversational scenarios within the game where they actually can type or or say messages to the characters inside the game. It's like a top-down 2D pixel art, kind of looks a little bit like old Zelda. So
sounds fun. And so you've had today's success being a finalist.
Yeah.
What's next for you and the company?
Yeah, well, I'm going to still keep working on Newcomer, keep just optimizing the existing game, adding more content, more languages. I've got Portuguese is coming soon. I want to get into schools too. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get it working on Chromebooks. Mm-hmm. And, make sure to follow my socials, because I got a second product, top secret, that can't say what it does, but let's say it turns any video game into a language learning experience.
You heard it here first. All right, where can people find you?
You can find me mainly on Twitter, so Newcomer Games, and just search Newcomer, follow me on one of my socials.
Yep.
Again, that's where I'll post Newcomer updates and also updates on some new projects that I'm working on.
Excellent. Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
All right, I'm here with the fourth and final finalist,
Junbe.
Excellent. And your app is?
Hallo. Hello in German, H-A-L-L-O.
And in Dutch, by the way. I can say that as a Dutch person.
Yeah.
All right, tell us a little bit, for those who were not at the Launchpad event today, what is Hallo about?
Yeah, Hallo is all about speaking and practicing a new language in real time. So press a button and start having a face-to-face conversation with an AI tutor anytime, anywhere, in more than 50 languages.
Wow, you speak all of those 50 languages, I'm sure. Yes,
I wish I could. Yeah.
All right. So you've been successful. You're one of the finalists here at the Launchpad. Mm-hmm. What are you and your company working on at the moment, and how is the app going to develop?
Yeah. So we've invested quite a bit of our time and effort into our language assessment. So we wanted to automate language assessment for placement testing or pre-employment language screening. Those are some of the areas that we've worked on recently. And, over the next 6 months to 12 months, we're excited to work on our own avatars, characters, and also personalization. So the AI will remember the conversations you've had. So he or she will be able to have a better conversation with you, and you'll have a personal connection with the AI that we're going to be providing.
They'll remember what you've studied.
And, hey, you said you're going to go to Pittsburgh. How is it? So the AI will be your friend that you can talk to whenever.
Excellent. Well, I wish you all the very best of success with your company. Where can people find more about your company?
Yeah, our website is hallo.ai, okay. hallo.ai. You can also find us on the App Store or Google Play Store. My email address is jun@hallo.tv, J-O-O-N. So hopefully we can chat sometime soon.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.